welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today, we got an update that is bringing us tornadoes and lightning. So let's go ahead and jump into this blog post and go over the details of this update. This is the Fortnite Battle Royale version 19.01, January 11th, hotfix, tornadoes and lightning crop up. Today's forecast predicts tornadoes and lightning joining the island's elements. Find out below how to use this new weather to your advantage. And speaking of weather, turn up the temperature with the unvaulted flare gun. Twisted and Shock, new weather explained. If you see a tornado start to form, that's no signal to flee. Instead, run into it as a swirling escape strategy. You'll spin round and round till you choose to glide to safety, or if you stay spinning long enough till the twister spits you out. Don't worry, you won't take fall damage if you get hurled. If you see a dark cloud start to form, that's not necessarily a signal to flee either. Sure, the lightning from it deals a small amount of damage and sets the surrounding area on fire, but the power of its shock gives players a temporary speed boost. How to increase your chance of getting struck by lightning? Jump into a body of water beneath the cloud or reach the highest land point under it. Lightning doesn't strike twice back to back. Once you've been struck, lightning won't strike you again right after. Flare gun also in the forecast to be unvaulted now. Don't leave it up to just lightning to start fires. With this hotfix, the flare gun has been unvaulted. So now, in addition to firefly jars, you can spark flare guns to make use of the spreading flames. Find flare guns in chests, on the ground, and from supply drops. Tornado week, the twisters intensify. The cyclones are at high intensity to mark this climate shakeup. In tornado week, running from now to January 17th at 9 a.m. Eastern, there's a higher percent chance you'll encounter tornadoes around the island for their debut. The wind is at your back. For competitive notes, tornadoes and lightning are not included in competitive playlists. Flare guns are currently not in competitive playlists, but are subject to an evaluation period. During this season, items like the flare gun and shield keg could potentially be introduced to competitive playlists after a 1 to 2 week evaluation period. In this season in particular, we're evaluating the viability of more mid-season items introduced to competitive playlists than in recent previous seasons. And to be honest with you, that sounds like a great deal to me. Again, at this point, I feel like competitive and casual, has gotten so split that it makes me less excited to watch competitive matches. The last couple of seasons have just been a little bit too serious, and there's plenty of games where you can get that. And, you know, that was to me always part of the fun of watching Fortnite and watching people who are really good at Fortnite is watching them play with those types of weapons, having something like a flare gun or the shield keg or, any of those other wacky type of things and see them get used by the best players. So I would love for, there's certain things that, I understand why competitive players don't want them in the game, but most other things I feel like they should be in there. That way you still feel like you're watching Fortnite and not just watching another regular competitive shooter. All right, Let's see here. That is the news for today. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have in the LTMs for us today. Zombie Island Ice Age, The Vault Free For All, Prop Hunt Modern Mall XP, Finest Realistic 1v1, 4v4, v4, v4, Tilted Zone Wars XA. What else? Panville Box Fight, FPS Window Wars Tycoon, Pro 1000, 1v1 with any mythic and cars, 350 level death run, Frontal Crashes, Just Drive, Figure 8 Jumps Race, Snowboard Slopes, Color Dash, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's go ahead and take a look at these quests. We got a new quest that is going to pop up for you today, saying receive your next objective in Sanctuary or any 7 outpost. So, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory, right? You're just going to go to the Sanctuary, or you can go to like the 7 outpost east of there, or the other ones it says as well. Literally all you have to do is land there, and you know, the Jonesy will start talking to you and give you your next mission from there. So there's that. Let's go ahead and head on over to the item shop and see what it is that we have in the item shop today. Looks like we have the Shogun outfit with the bladed wings backbling for 2,000. The Splode outfit with the volatile backbling for 1,500. The Phoned In emote for 800. The Electro Swing emote for 500. We got the cross bounce emote for 500. The sproing emote for 200. We get the pillar outfit with the carapace back bling for 1,200. The flutter outfit with the flutter wings back bling for 1,200. The flycatcher harvesting tool for 500. The Rapscallion outfit with the Burgle Bag backbling for 1,500. The Scoundrel outfit with the Strongbox backbling for 1,500. The Personal Pollinators backbling for 400. The Night Owl Harvesting Tool for 800. The Starry Flight Glider for 800. We have the Henchman Bundle, which has the Shadow Enforcer and Ghost Enforcer outfit for 1,200. The Shadow Enforcer outfit itself is 800. The Ghost Enforcer itself is 800. We have the Celeste outfit with the Spectral Star backbling for 1,200. The Prisma Blade Harvesting Tool is 800. And that looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Alright, here's another thing you can know about these tornadoes, okay? When you are in a tornado, yes, it really will destroy builds. It will destroy towns. It will lift up trees and rocks and cars out of the ground and off of the ground. You can use these items when you are flying around. Say, you know, in fact, take a vehicle, drive a vehicle into the tornado, and it will lift you up while you're in the vehicle. Then you can sit in the seat and take a free ride from this tornado while you're in a vehicle, and shoot out at enemies down below. So take advantage of that, because you're getting the cover from the vehicle, plus you're flying up in the air, making it harder for you to be hit, just, you know, able to take easy, nice little shots at your enemies down below. All right, that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review or a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.